would attend. The other festival would have been in the midst of the week, which would have made it much more difficult for the devotees to attend. So we moved it a little. But I'm really welcome. I really want to welcome all of you. I know most of you have a long, long journey behind them. I know there are devotees from the land of the Tatars. It's a very remote country. I know the Tatars helped Genghis Khan to to conquer the areas which are now where many of you have been born. The devotees from the USA and from places in the Balkan, Bosnia, Serbia, and many devotees from everywhere. And I think we all have just landed and we are trying to find our way and find our place in the atmosphere. I do hope you have all nice accommodations which are warm. It is important. This festival is, of course, a very important festival, both for you and also for me. We are meeting in this festival with the idea to go deeper into our relationship, to maybe get new inspirations and new insights in this very, very interesting but not always easy relationship. And the relationship of the disciple to the guru and the relationship of the guru to the disciple. It is a very complex relationship, as we know. A relationship where at times we are very much present and at other times we are looking for a way to be more present. So it is significant. Yes. Confirmed. We will celebrate, we will dance, we will eat prasadam. Yes, there is this very joyous aspect of the festival. Some of us will cry in happiness, and so on. Like at least the last festivals, this was always the case. But it is also a very serious festival, a festival where we are asking ourselves the question, where do I stand at this moment in my relationship to my spiritual master, to Krishna, to Krishna consciousness, and where we hope really to get nice inspirations, nice nourishment in our life. So I want to welcome all of you very much. It is for this festival. And want to express my gratitude that you have come. I know for some of you it is not so easy to come. Life is so terribly and brutally demanding sometimes. We have so many things to do. It's not so easy to take this time out for some of you. I also want to greet the devotees who I see behind the Dharmachandra. There's many devotees, devotees who yes, you also over there. I was thinking of the devotees who look at this presentation, at these presentations on the internet. There's a camera which is operated by Madame Mohan, I think, the internet specialist. So we have also a very large audience which is not visible to us at the moment. All of you, welcome, welcome, welcome. I would request Madame Mohan to always is he here, by the way? Somewhere around. Who can remember important things? Think all of that.
He's in the hallway.
The hallway. No, it's all right. If he will be there for a good reason. Yeah. He has something to do. Ananda Mohini, can you request him? I think it's very good if he publishes on the internet the schedule of the festival so that devotees who are not here can see, aha, this time this is going on. Afterwards, he's now busy, for sure. Good. Fine. So let us start. I would like to see, can we make it a little brighter?
Yeah.
There's a reason that more intimacy, maybe? A little bit brighter, maybe. Es werde Licht. Wonderful. Yes, please. Yes. Thank you so much. It's all right. It's all right. Yes. So good. I thought to sing with you a song to Lord Nityananda, just a short song. Can I please have my songbook back, which I gave you? It's a song, Parama Karuna. I have to ask Gaura Chandra if Gaura Krishna knows. The torchlight function too. Yes. Oh, it's very small, but it is written very beautifully.
Sarasiro Mani.
Oh,
To change one's perspective and discover things which one has not seen before. And it is this change of perspective which helps us to make new discoveries, which often happens by blessings. A change of perspective may not happen by our own intellectual efforts. It may not happen even when things happen in our life that teach us you can't go on like this if you want to be blissful. You have to change something. But we may have a feeling at that time, yes, we have to change it. But what exactly? Now, this change of perspective, however, most certainly and most safely happens when there are divine blessings which open our eyes to something which we have not seen before. And it is these divine blessings, my dear devotees, which you could almost call passive spirituality. Passive is you don't make them happen, the blessings. It's not up to you, but it happens to you. It is given to you like a gift which is not deserved. I looked up what the understanding of grace is, divine grace, you know, or mercy. And the translation or transliteration in the dictionary is, it's an undeserved gift. You have not done anything to qualify for it, but it is given to you nevertheless. So these Vaishnava festivals which we celebrate, Nityananda's appearance day and our spiritual master's appearance day, are described by Bhaktivinoda Thakur as ideal situations to capture these divine blessings or this divine grace, which suddenly and softly but very, very safely and surely changes our perspective. It not only changes our perspective, but it empowers us to act upon what we know. And I sincerely hope that although we shifted this festival by 1 week, that the divine mercy and divine blessings of our exalted parampara or line of disciplic succession and of Lord Nityananda will be available to each single devotee who has attended this festival, either physically, by internet, or by audio, means hearing it later on the computer. I hope that you will be blessed, that you will get what you came for and much, much more. That is my prayer at the start of this festival. And I believe very strongly, I've always seen it happen, that there is good reason to have hope that this happens for you, because Lord Nityananda is simply very, very merciful. In the song which we have just sung, it says, the two lords, Nitai and Gaurachandra, are supremely merciful. They are the essence of the crown jewels of all avatars, and they are the source of absolute bliss. We have one Vaishnava poet, I think you all love him, Prabodhananda Saraswati. He said, what's the use that Lord Nityananda, Lord Nrsingadev has appeared? What's the use that Varaha has appeared? What's the use that Matsya have appeared, Matsya, for me? Huh? What have they given for me now? And then he said, all what these other incarnations have given in the past is freely given now and in the future by Nitai Gaurachandra. Therefore, he says, they are the essence of the crown jewels of all avatars. And he says, oh brother, brother means Jai Gopal, Paramananda, Gokrishna, and oh sister means Syamala, Narayani, Namaruchi. Oh brothers and sisters, worship Chaitanya Nitai with unwavering faith. Should not change. renounce your material enjoyment, it's not worth it, and drown yourself in the sweet taste of worshipping them, and let your lips chant Apple and Samsung. No. Let your lips chant Hari Hari.
Hari Hari.
Yes. Your mind does not like to chant it, but the lips should chant it at least, and later the mind does. Just see, dear brother, in all the three worlds, no one bestows mercy like they do. Animals and birds shed tears, and stones melt upon hearing narrations of their glories. Lord Chanda says, since you remain submerged in material enjoyment, the aspiration to take shelter of their lotus feet has not yet arisen. Because we are, he says, this disqualification which keeps us from getting this rasa is that we are so much submerged. It means we are deeply entrenched. Trench is like a graben, we say in German language. It's some deep hole in the ground, huh? Because we are deeply in this hole. Therefore, this desire for to enjoy the lifeless things of this world. Therefore, the aspiration to take shelter of their lotus feet has not arisen. Ugh. Thus, you suffer the consequences of your own karma as given to you by Lord Yama. But this is not you. You are worshipping Chaitanya Nitai with unwavering faith, at least during this festival. Huh? And we will renounce material enjoyment at least during this festival, and we will drown ourselves in the rasa. I chant often, more often than not, Hari Hari. So this is the idea. Change the perspective of your life at least during the festival, and something will come to you which is very, very sweet. Some divine blessings. Be just willing to participate. I know whenever I come to a festival, the rest of my life also sits down with me. And it's not always easy. I think, these people, are they not fooling themselves? I mean, I was enthusiastic for this 20 years ago. And Sachinanda Swami, you come 20 years too late today. And we think like this. Not maybe we, but our mind thinks like this. But my request is put this perspective away for some time, and for 3 days, 4 days, and see what happens to you. Be willing to make a transcendental experiment. I had this change of perspective happen to me in Braj a little while ago. I was sitting under the same tree where Madhavendra Puri had chanted his rounds when he visited Vrindavan. I was trying to chant, but it was not going very easy. I was a little sick, and my mind was tired. I couldn't concentrate, and it was hot. Then I remember. Then somehow a soft little drizzle of rain came over me, and I felt greatly relieved. All the clouds had appeared, and I looked up, but I looked into the evil looking face of a monkey who was urinating at me. And I thought, this is too much. My father knew how to work a machine gun. I know this is too much. I mean, too much is too much. And I was just looking for a stone, and I got the stone, and I put all my concentration, because I used to throw stones over a distance of 50 meters, and they would hit a little glass, you know, of juice. I was so good at this, and I was getting ready. Then all of a sudden, a devotee came by and said, no, they are great sadhus. And then he said something which made me at first just cringe, but then I have umbrella, he said. So he brought an umbrella out. I couldn't believe the situation. But then I changed my perspective. Yes, this monkey was there before me. He has a right to be there, and I was not really a good example of a sadhaka. So he showed me. He took his pipe and watered me. But he was most probably an exalted soul in this monkey body, and I should behave compassionately and kind. I should see that anything and everything which happens in the Dharma is under the control of Radharani, and I changed my perspective. Instead of throwing a stone, I went under a nice Bengali umbrella. I felt very blissful. And do you know what? The monkey stopped immediately. He came down the tree, he smiled at me, and he left me in peace. Yes, it was a lesson. When you change the perspective, my dear devotees, the same thing looks entirely different. And it is this what we all need, again and again, from regular intervals. No matter if we are very advanced or if we are not so advanced, we need to change the perspective, and then we will see Krishna. I remember I said this a little while ago when we had a wonderful meeting in Sangrihastha's house here in Goloka Dham. I said, Krishna consciousness is so simple that we sometimes might miss it because we have a wrong perspective and see things only from that perspective. Yeah? So, as I said in the beginning, blessings will help us change the perspective. One blessing we need is a little oxygen. I would like to tell you now a little pastime of Lord Nityananda, because I feel that's the best way to help us change perspective and pray for blessings. Is it alright, Igor? Not that you catch a cold one day before your transformation? Good, yeah? Yes. Good.
For now.
Lord Nityananda, my dear devotees. What? walks through the town, through the roads. He did not walk steady. He walked like a drunken man, swaying from left to right and right to left. He was very tall. A little while ago, I got an original painting of Lord Nityananda, which is on the mobile phone of Viparkit, and tomorrow I will show you this original painting if you like to see how he looked. He was very tall and looked extremely otherworldly. Anyone who saw him was first of all surprised. They would ask, who is this prince? He is dressed in rouge garments. He has a body which shines like the moon. Nita Chandra. No? From his eyes there's a constant rain of tears. Who is this? And some people who were informed and said, he is the older brother of Chaitanya Goswami. He talked very intoxicatedly. Sometimes you didn't know what he was talking, although he was the greatest philosopher at other times gave very deep and deeply meaningful lectures. Whoever saw him could not remain the same. They became full of ecstatic emotions and full of laughter and love, not about him, but full of deep, deep love. He always chanted the names of Lord Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya,
Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Even when he was laying down to take his rest, his lips and his heart could not stop chanting, Sri
Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya,
Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Yes, he didn't stop that. His love, says Vrindavan Das Thakur, for Lord Chaitanya was as deep as the love of Lakshman for Ramana. Yes, it was very, very deep. Lakshman was prepared to lay down his life for Ram thousands of times, and he proved it in the confrontation between Ram and Ravana. He once took on the son of Ravan, who was hiding from a position which was invisible. He was a magician and could become invisible, and he was of course in the advantage when he was riding his chariot in the sky and firing his snake like arrows on Lakshman, who broke down. He took all the arrows which were meant for Ram into his own body and fell down as if dead. He did not even breathe. Lakshman's love for Ram was extraordinary. And in the same way, Lord Nityananda's love for Gauranga Mahaprabhu was simply uncomprehensible. Now, this love was so special that once the Lord told his associate Raghava Pandit, I tell you a secret. If you think that Nityananda and myself are two different people, you are mistaken. It's wrong. We are one. I do not know if you have ever loved so strongly I believe that those who are mothers and fathers have a little idea when they see their children and they love them very strongly. Some consider them a burden, I know, most of the parents love their children very, very much, and mothers have been shown or seen to sacrifice their lives in order to save their children when in great danger, like in accidents, etc. Because they, in love, you feel really there's no separateness any longer. There is oneness in feeling. So, Chaitanya said, he loves me so much that really we are one body. And more, whatever I wish to do, I do through the body of Nityananda. The later this came true, you know, the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread by Lord Nityananda. Gauranga Mahaprabhu was relishing the highest ecstasies of love of Godhead in his little room, the Gambira in Puri, while Lord Nityananda with more than 1,000 devotees walked through the countryside at his kirtans, revived dead people into life by his glance, and spread the love which even Brahma and Shiva don't feel untouchable. Lord Nityananda was the main force of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He organized so everywhere, you know, he had many disciples that he organized in all their homes, Namahata places, or places where the holy name were sung and relished and distributed all over. Lord Chaitanya said, I tell you frankly, whatever Nityananda wants, I have to do, I do it. This we could see in a visit of Lord Nityananda. He came once to the home of Raghava Pandit, and that visit started his preaching. He was greeted by the devotees, and he was offered a golden throne. He was sat down there. He sat down there, and he received an abhishek. The devotees let's go to the Ganga. Let's fill the pots which are available in this village with Ganga water. They came back carrying the heavy pots with Ganga water and poured pot after pot over Lord Nityananda to give him a royal abhishek, to install him as their Lord and Master and their guide in spreading the Sankirtan movement. So after this, the most amazing event took place, through which Lord Nityananda really manifested his transcendental potency. I told this in Radha Desh. Lord Nityananda all of a sudden asked, can you smell it? I think in some circles in America, they will say, can you feel it, bro, brother? Can you feel it? Lord Nityananda asked, can you smell it? The devotees went like, they looked at the Lord, not really. Can you smell it? He said, they smelled it. Everyone could smell it. It was the fragrance of Dhammadaka flowers. this flower only grows in Puri, not in Germany, not in Switzerland, not in Tatarstan. It only grows in one town, the sacred town of Jagannath Puri. Yes. And it was used for the garlands of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Lord Nityananda cried tears of ecstasy. He has come. Smell the fragrance of my Lord. And everyone understood, because Lord Nityananda had wanted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be present in that assembly. Lord Chaitanya who had said, I do everything which Nityananda asks me for. Lord Chaitanya had personally come. Then Lord Nityananda distributed the highest form of love of God. The way he did it, and I find this almost very significant and very important to meditate about. He asked the devotees to chant the holy names of the Lord, and then looked at the devotees and empowered each single one upon whom his glance fell with this divine love of Godhead. I said today to some devotees, when I was a child, I lived on the island, and we had a little group of friends, and whenever we wanted to allow another boy to be part of our group, we would go with him to the cow fence. There is a little wire which is charged with electricity and which is spun around a large cow field, and the cows know when we come and touch this wire, we get the electricity. In North German, you would say, da kriegen wir ein Gewinnert. So you got a charge of electricity when you touch this little wire. But not the ones who were first in the line. It always came to the last one. You know, so all of us went. This is your initiation ritual. And we touched, one friend touched the wire, and the electricity charge went through all of us, it charged, but the last boy got... it was not dangerous, it was... a little sacrifice. So Lord Nityananda would charge everyone up because he himself is connected. He is actually the older brother of Krishna. It's called the Vilas Prakash, a form which expands from the Swayam Rupa, the original form of Krishna. That form which first expands is called Balaram, and he expands or appears as Lord Nityananda in this world. He is charging the whole atmosphere up, and all of those who come to celebrate him will feel something of this. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this festival, and now the atmosphere was filled with the fragrance of his garland of Damanaka flowers. I have a garland also. It is from Kiev. It came this afternoon. It is highly... it is yet to develop fragrance. It is on the way to fragrance. Not yet realized fragrance, but it is a very sacred garland. It came from the neck of Lord Madhava. So there was a shower, in other words, of ecstatic love of Godhead in whatever direction Lord Nityananda looked, and it showed in extraordinary fruits. The devotees who were thus charged up by Lord Nityananda's glance were able to do inconceivable things. Some of them climbed trees during the kirtan and started to dance on the branches, and they went further away from the trunk. They went to the little twigs and the leaves, and they danced on top of the leaves, but no one fell down. Nityananda had transformed the atmosphere into the spiritual world. Now, there were some devotees who, for whatever reason, it's the madness of love, climbed all the way up to the top of the trees, and then, for some reason, thought it the appropriate dance movement to jump down these high trees. They didn't hurt themselves. They fell softly, like soft feathers who are carried by the air and coming down. Children didn't eat. The people didn't eat for 3 months. I told this answer in Radish and said, don't worry, we have prasad for you. But for 3 months, no one ate because they were so much in a charge up with Nityananda, eternal bliss. And you are so blissful. Do you have this? And then someone comes, would you like to eat? You will say, oh, eat and sleep rhymes. They go together. When I eat, I have to sleep. I prefer to not eat. Maybe later. So this is the feeling of the devotees who were in Lord Nityananda's, let me say, presence. I'm telling you this because in your consciousness, my dear devotees, during this festival, I request you to make contact with Lord Nityananda. It is possible. I was once surprised. I will reveal something from my own background. My father, my mundane father, had a great change of consciousness after he returned alive but severely wounded from the battlefield, the war. And he started to read literature, like anthroposophical literature, I remember. And he had a change of mind. He looked for the more, because he could see this gross materialism, which was the cause of this terrible war, which he barely survived. Barely. He's still not able to speak about what he saw and experienced, because he would break down just to remember this. It was so cruel. He saw people eating their own friends to stay alive. He saw the worst of the human nature, and so on. So he had a change of mind and went, tried in his own way to find answers from the what he considered spiritual. But then he forgot this chapter of his life when he became very, very successful in the material field and very influential. But of course, when I was the first of our brothers who became very interested and later joined Srila and became a servant of Srila Prabhupada, I know I once visited home and talked a little, because the parents are really interested in everything. They asked me, do you think you can make contact with saints who left their body? And I said, yes, we sing the songs of the Goswamis, we follow their teachings, we pray to them, and we experience blessings from them. Aha, he said, my father said, because I'm in contact with Sid. Do you know Sid? I think Shirley MacLaine was also in contact with Sid, a movie actor in America. Yes, yes, the same Sid. It's a wise person who is somehow out in the universe and whom certain people can channel. No? And he says wise things. And I said, I've heard about this, but only in passing. I don't know anything. No, no, I'm getting also inspired, and I think one can make contact. And I said, of course. I said, I'm very satisfied making contact with Lord Chaitanya and each other. Because I was not sure what this phenomena is. I cannot pass a comment. I do not know what it is. But I know that some people make contact with personalities. And I became I became shocked. Here's my father, a worldly man, worldly interested man, and he believes in making contact with people who are not walking amongst us. And I am so dull, I have the highest philosophy, but so rarely do I apply it, but now I will apply it more. And I started to pray and do various things in this direction to make contact. And today, my dear devotees, I'm 100%, I'm sorry for this example, I know not everyone likes such examples, but I want to explain a principle. I'm really sure that Lord Nityananda is there, is amongst, and we can contact him. We only need a little faith. And here I'm coming back to my original point. We need to change our perspective. All people have faith in worldly things. Like when I eat, I have faith. If it's a decent preparation, my hunger will go away. We have faith in, it is good if I... We have faith in, to some degree, in modern medicine. I went today to the dentist. It looked really good. He could help me significantly. I'm free from the trouble which was there. I can joyfully address all of you. I have faith. If I go to the dentist, this will work. He will know how to drill the problem away. this faith is faith in things which we have experienced, in people we have an experience of. It is called lokika shraddha, or faith in things of this world. But Lord Nityananda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna are not personalities of this world. They are out of this world. They are transcendental personality. It's beyond this. And the only way, my dear devotees, you can contact them, but you can contact them only through one street, the road of faith. If you don't go this road, you will not reach Nityananda, you will not reach the holy name, you will not reach Radha Madan Mohan. Radha Madan Mohan make it very easy for us to faith, because they're so attractive, and today they are the peacock outfit. But even there, if you think they are made from stone, then there will be very limited benefit in your darshan. Transcendental faith, non-worldly faith, is required. And when I spoke earlier about blessings, it comes better, more when you have faith. But the idea of blessings is Even if you don't have faith, you're just there. Something will happen to you. Maybe not the highest levels of Krishna consciousness will be as accessible. But just stay during the festival. Participate in the festival. Talk to each other. This is a festival of like-minded people. They all come to celebrate one birthday. Maybe a few others are also in that time, so we will celebrate them also in some ways. I really will hope and I will do my best to give you a little glimpse of that bliss and ecstasy of Krishna consciousness, which would change everything for every one of us when we have it. It will change everything for every one of us. We might still continue doing the same things which we do, but in an entirely, totally, 100% different way. Because our perspective is changed. Do you like this idea?
Yes.
You have to say yes, but no, I think if you think about it, it is quite something. It is a project which is really worthwhile to invest in. Krishna, let me see. I don't want to talk so long today, but I would be happy if we have a few questions which we can answer now, just to interact with each other and talk to each other again. So nice to see it already. This is we have not just even started. Usually it is not so full, but already now it's so full. We will really have to extend the space a little bit during the festival, or not eat so much, you know, so that way we come a little bit closer to each other. Hare Krishna. Krishna, can you please give me a little bit of time? Yes, please ask you. Yes, is it? Or maybe Gaurahari is getting a microphone. Is it Gaurahari? Maybe when you
the question?
In the background is the question.
On Monday, it's called Temple of Women with Jagannath Mandir. We were also celebrating Independence Day, and then we were wondering, who is more merciful, learning to Nanda or the Holy Name?
Oh, the Holy Name. Who is more merciful, learning to Nanda or the Holy Name? It is not up to me to decide this, really. The way Lord Nityananda distributes his mercy is through giving the holy name. One poem comes to mind which might give you the answer. In this poem, the question is asked, who is more glorious, Lord Ram or his name? The poem goes something like this. O Ram, you have safely brought so many souls over the ocean of samsara when you appear at your holy name. It's like a boat which for all times, even after the appearance, has brought souls over the ocean of samsara. Lord Ram, you built a bridge over the ocean with stones. The holy name, the syllables, builds a bridge to the spiritual world for all time. Hare Krishna, welcome. Welcome in the shower of mercy. It is coming from everywhere. Lord Ram, when you were present, you touched with your lotus feet a stone in which the cursed Ahalya sat, and liberated her from this stone so that she came to her life back. That is very great. But the holy name has transformed so many stone-like people into devotees. And this it's a poem. It's a very long poem. It gives, you did this, but your holy name did so much more. This is the essence this prayer. And the rationale, the Begründung, is that the Lord appears during one time and then he disappears again, but the holy name is always there. Even those who did not meet the Lord can have the same blessings through the holy name. Therefore, with this logic, the holy name is more merciful. But I hesitate to say I can say from one perspective the holy name is the more merciful, but there are so many perspectives in transcendental life. There's so many perspectives. Like when you go into the pastime of Lord Nityananda, it's hard to imagine that anyone is more merciful than Lord Nityananda, because he delivered really the lowest. He forgave people who wanted to kill him and made them into great devotees. He did never ever see any disqualification in anyone, because he was drunken with love of God. In my childhood, I was a very rich man. Why? Because there was one previous professor who turned into a drunkard and lived on the street, but he lived from a pension. And whenever he was drunken, I went to him and said, "Can you please give me some Lakshmi?" And he gave me always 100 marks, which was at that time as much money as 100 euros, because he was drunken. He did discriminate. He's a little boy. It's not good if he has so much money. He was giving. I mean, that was in 1 year, then he became really poor. And then I brought him something to eat from the kitchen of my mother. Fritz Monarch was his name. King Fritz, we all called him on our island. So Lord Nityananda is drunken. He just gives and gives and gives. But from the perspective that the holy name is there at all times, the more you enter into the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, you don't want to use words more merciful, most merciful. You are very careful, because you're entering in unknown territories. Only the Bhaktas know everything. But the older the devotee comes, he says, "Lord is inconceivable. It's inconceivable. These are inconceivable matters." If you want to understand spiritual subject matters, the first thing you must accept is inconceivable. Achintya Shakti. Of course, if you ask me personally, outside of the lecture, I would say the holy name is most merciful. But I went over in the lecture and cannot talk about my personal faith. My personal faith. The moment I'm in a different setting. Because, you know, I have personally seen a little, just a little, it's just so small, it's a sand corn of the mercy of the Holy Name, just a little, that I have some faith I have in the Holy Name, that's because of having seen a little, so I can speak for my realization that I have realized, that I have seen, so therefore I will say privately, Holy Name is most merciful. But others can also have another perspective, and it is good if they have other perspectives based on their experience. There are many perspectives on Krishna.
Hari Shyam, Hari Shyam, you were initiated last year?
Exactly 1 year.
In this place? Wow.
Should I wait for the mic? Or?
Yes. Who gives them? It's coming. You it is. Hari Shyam.
Yes, Guru Maharaj, thank you for this lecture. And you were explaining the importance of having a changing perspective.
Yes, what?
You were
changing the perspective.
Having a changing perspective as a result of descending mercy through prayer and by connecting to the plants of Lord Nityananda. So I was meditating on my own spiritual life, how occasionally Krishna has shown that higher perspective. But the mind has a tendency to kind of go back to the older perspective. And the intelligence is very weak, so it's not always able to remember that feeling of having seen the higher perspective. After some months or 3 weeks, you have a tendency to, again, go back to the zone where you feel sheltered by your mind's way of thinking. So if you could help us understand, now we have seen the higher perspective, now what should we actively do to make that higher perspective our reality?
What a wonderful point.
I hope that you will say like this after the festival. You already saying it before the festival starts. But I have really seen, you know, after the festival, I have seen even atheistic devotees change. So there are such things, don't worry. There are such things. I lost my faith. There's no God. There's only me and my mind. They don't say it like this, but I have seen also relationships which were very fragile being repaired after this festival. I have seen devotees thanking me so many. This festival really helped me to come to a different level. But we all know from our own experience when we had, the English word is epiphanies, means peak experiences, you know, very rare and very, very wonderful experiences. But the difficulty really is to maintain a memory after them. Yes. Just today I spoke to a wonderful devotee and asked, please tell me the highlight which you experienced in the last 3 years. Because that's how long we hadn't seen each other, so I wanted to, I was curious, what was the highlight? Which was the best experience? And it was amazing. The devotee said, just like, it came so, I don't have to think very long, and gave one experience. I do not wish, because it was a personal discussion, I do not wish to say now what it was, but it was related to kirtan. I can say this much, to doing kirtan and spreading it amongst entirely new people who came for the first time to Kirtan, a Kirtan event, or the second or third time, I don't know how. And there was an experience so strong and so faith-giving that the devotee said, this is my highlight, so to say. So we all have these highlights, but yeah, often we seem to forget them and do not, here comes an English, a German word, wir knüpfen da nicht mehr an. That is, how do you say that? Gopal, you are a good English speaker, or Gaurabhavani. Was heißt denn anknüpfen?
Cling on them?
Yeah, cling on. Yeah. Follow. Well, you know, when you have an experience, you could continue after the experience on the same level on which you made the experience and continue on it. Let us say,
we don't build on that.
Yeah, we don't build on this experience. This is a good way to express what I wanted to express. We do not build on these experiences. They seem to be going somewhere into the memory where they are not accessible, wo sie nicht mehr zugänglich sind. And then we can't build on them any longer. And Hari Syam, I can only say the reason why this is so is that the very powerful material energy clouds our consciousness again, and we are thrown back. You know, one of the experiences or one of the powers of Maya is that which covers us and then pulls us down to a lower level. That is what Maya constantly does when she is working on the consciousness. It's called the Jiva Maya, you know. So my only truthful tip is, if you want to build on transcendental experience, best is you have them again. Like, that's why I go every year to Vrindavan. I have just experienced, my dear devotees, that in Vrindavan my consciousness is just different than in the West. I can do what I want in the West, but in Vrindavan there is much more support in spiritual life, because there are two transcendental energies working, the Taraka Shakti and Paraka Shakti, says Rupa Goswami. Now the Taraka, it makes you free from this covering of Maya, and Paraka means it attracts you. But by the way, these two energies are in some degree also there in chanting the holy names, and therefore in our Vaishnava tradition there is something to help us break out of these painful, you know, compromised life boxes. It happens every Ekadasi and on festival days. I believe in festivals means spiritual festivals, and to celebrate them and beg for mercy, and then you come up and you can continue to build. You must find out where you can, what you can do to again, to come to that where you stopped in your spiritual advancement, and then build on that. And a lot of it is a blessing. My dear devotees, don't underestimate the wind of blessing. When you're on a lake and there's no wind, you can do anything which you want to do to move your sailing boat forward. You can make a shamanistic fire on your boat to cause the wind. That may not work. I mean, I have so much of a fantasy, I better don't use my fantasy. What you could attempt to get the wind, it doesn't work. The wind has to come from above, even though it has to come. You can't create that so easily. Even if you have a wind machine, you know, a strong fan, that won't help you to move forward. You need the wind to come forward. So the wind of blessings is not something you can do. You can just pray for it. It's a good starting point to realize, honestly and frankly, I'm going up and down in my spiritual life. I'm very inspired in certain circumstances, and then I'm going down again. It's good to, first of all, you know, improvement starts with illuminating awareness. You need to shine the torchlight of your consciousness on what is actually going on in your life. And you cannot afford to just be in a self-induced illusion like so many spiritualists like to do. You have to look. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, Krishna is very difficult to attain. But even the difficult to attain Krishna can be attained by those, listen to this, who are willing to confront the sorrow of their own lowliness. Once again, the difficult to attain Krishna can be attained by those who are willing to confront the lowliness. The difficult to attain Krishna can be attained by those who are willing to confront the sorrow, the light of their own lowliness. Yet, that is not enough. They must then follow the example of exalted devotees like the gopis did. Anugatya, it's called. Following after the example of someone. But the gopis, you know, the gopis are the ideal example. Imagine Harishyam. Krishna had personally called them into the forest, and they attained Krishna. They stood before him. They feasted their eyes on his beautiful form. And then Krishna inaugurated the rasa dance, but in the midst of it, he disappeared. How they felt. We are not good enough for Krishna. We are so bad. So this must be the reason why he left us. Otherwise, there's no explanation. So they were willing to confront the sorrow of their own lowliness. Even stones broke and melted when they heard the pitiful crying of the gopis. Yes. What did they then do? Did they leave it like this? Be totally distressed? Not completely. They went to the banks of the Yamuna, and after some time they started to chant the Lord's holy name, and the Lord could not keep himself separate when he saw that they were so pitifully midlife-elated. So when they chanted so pitifully, he was drawn by their chanting from his hiding place and appeared with them. He had he wanted to show them, I do care for you. He had his shawl no longer on his chest. He took the shawl down and carried it over the arm to show them, see, on my chest I'm wearing the garland which you have made. I care for you. See, like this he came, feeling a little guilty and a little bit the need to show them, I love you. Now, so this is the gopis faced the sorrow of their own lowliness, but then they followed a spiritual path. So I have often seen Hari Shyam and everyone else. When you really come to the point where you can really say, I cannot move forward on my own. I am not capable without help to even move 1 centimeter forward. I'm helpless here and almost hopeless. I'm saying almost, because if Krishna shows his mercy, only then and by no other way I can move forward. In other words, you have to learn this simple little technique to cry for Krishna. Only if you have learned this will you be able to move forward. This is my personal experience, and I know that Krishna always brings us to this point. Right now our devotee friends have cruelly closed the window. No?
Gentlemen!
Krishna. But that takes some time before our pride goes away. Millions of lifetimes war, walking in pride, not getting anywhere. That is the story of our life. And the Lord comes and bangs on our facade until it crumbles down and we understand, oops. Well, thank you, whoever gave us oxygen on this day. You can see it when you give a lecture in the faces of the devotees go. they are suffering from a lack of oxygen because the brain needs oxygen. So, I think this is a good time to stop. What do you think? We want to now hear poetic announcements of Gaurahari. At least last year they were very poetic. Thank you very much for listening. And Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.